Last fall, in a modest office in Bondy, a northeastern suburb of Paris, a group of young bloggers gathered for their weekly story meeting. They write for Bondy Blog, a small online news operation. They blog about everything from a local jump rope competition to a robbery at a nail salon.
When you arrive at the meeting of the Tuesday, you can propose all the topics you want if you justify them, but it's very free. You can do everything.
That's Faiza Zarula, a 24-year-old reporter for Bondy Blog. She sometimes writes about the suburban art scene, and she thinks it's important that people know about the interesting art made in the suburbs. Like Zarula, many of the Bondy bloggers write about suburban issues that are important to them. Serge Michel, a Swiss journalist, came to Bondy to cover the 2005 riots for his magazine. There was so much happening, both good and bad, in the suburbs. He started Bondy Blog as an outlet for all the stories.
The problem with the suburbs, it was only black. Only very dark and bad news. So we started covering other things, the daily life of people, the strategies of people to survive.
Michel says a majority of the long-established French media outlets, such as Le Monde, France's national newspaper, are usually run with a more conservative approach. In contrast, Bondy Blog is written almost completely by young people who are encouraged to find fresh and innovative ideas. Even though Bondy Blog is less than 5 years old, it's becoming an established news source. However, it's not just for locals. Even some Le Monde reporters and international journalists rely on Bondy Blog for story verification. While the blog posts new pieces regularly, Michel would like to see it become more part of the mainstream media, and he has many ideas. For one, he'd like to see the blog employ reporters full-time and to create a weekly print edition along with its current site.
My hope is also that the Bondy Blog will become instrumental in teaching journalism to people who were not supposed to be taught in journalism, and then help to diversify the staff of the traditional media.
These young journalists are the new voices of a growing medium that offers a new perspective and potential to French society. You can visit Bondy Blog at yahoo.bondyblog.fr. For Y Press, I'm Beverly Jenkins.